congratulations, Neil. Thanks for joining us. That's surely a victory for whatever you said at half-time, isn't it? Rather a difference we felt in the two halves.
I don't know, James. I mean, I look at first half. We should score. Chas should score. We have a bit of brilliance, but we just wasn't at it. I was just sitting there. We haven't won the game because I took George Cora off and Charlie at half-time. We won the game because we dust ourselves down. We started believing in what we do best. We came out second half. We scored early. We managed the game superbly well. We scored at the end, and all in all, it's a really pleasing 3 points and a big win. But I think we played well. You know, I was, as a manager, it's tough. And like, there's two lads that have been with me for a very long time, Michael Potts and Adam Dodd. And this season, the form has been indifferent. I've had to leave Potts yard, and it's hard. Doddy, you know, at times we've had tough words. I thought the two of them today were absolutely magnificent and back to the best. And all you can ask is, over a course of a season, is people will have off days. Harry McGee and Griff didn't get on today, James. It's tough, but people believe in the process. And, you know, today was a good victory, and I'm going to enjoy that.
And the defensive aspect of the victory was very solid. Whichever combination you had, they really didn't get me in that. One of the blunter attacks in the league, however, they were never given a sniff, really, were they?
Curtis Jones, or Dan Lavercombe behind, you know, I challenged him training this week, and, you know, to be more vocal behind them, Curtis Jones and Aaron, to develop that understanding that they've had, you know, at times, which is really positive, my two fullbacks. And we had to change it. You know, George come off at half time, probably got, I was a bit slightly concerned about their pace. Otten Morris, Donners back to fullback, see what Donners does with the first goal, you know, great delivery. But I just thought, you know, as good as the back five were, the two in front of them, Smith and Potts, were absolutely magnificent. And I've no idea who you've given the man of the match to. I know personally who I would have given it to. I would have gone for Pottsley. I thought he was incredible. And you know, he walked into the stadium today. There was a picture in reception of him. He knew he was playing. I think he just lit the place up. He was back to his best today. But, you know, and that it just transpires through the team.
Yeah, exactly. You talk about Donoghue. That goal was all about the early cross, his decision making, wasn't it, and the accuracy thereof.
And one thing we've been critical of probably is the final third delivery, but you can't ask for any better. You know, today it's a great ball. I love the second goal, Regan Linney doesn't give it up as well, and, you know, we get in. I've got to give special praise to Galloway and Bange. I thought they worked so hard when they come on. Young lads, again, in different in form, both at pro clubs. They were brilliant, and if they show that level of attitude throughout the career, they'll go on and do well.
And you'll be happy with the finish, of course. And ask you, the man who's you gave him a big hug, and you were very pleased with him. He, you know, Bange perhaps could have scored himself, but Askew was there waiting, ready in case the ball did come through, and he buried it.
Got some about, haven't we, when people make the full debut and they score in goals. Got a good record, but listen, Josh Askew's 24, and I've said this last week, I'll say it again, I've got to challenge him to go and be a hero here, because he's got all the ability. He needs to get fit, of course he does, and, you know, we'll have pre-season to do that, but he's a breath of fresh air, scored today. Great in the dressing room, and it just goes right through. I'll keep saying it, James, he's not a bad set of players. We've had been indifferent, but I mentioned two words before the game: siege mentality. We've got to have, because everyone else has a siege mentality when they play FC United, and they raise the game for whatever reason. And, you know, for us moving forward now, and maybe I've let that slip a little bit as well, we've got to have that siege mentality where nobody will break through us. Clean sheets, we'll win games of football, you know. And if we carry on playing like that, you know, and adding what we've got to add to it in the summer, I'm sure we'll be all right.
Yeah. So onward to Morpeth. What sort of game are you expecting there?
Are we all going to get back from Milan? Okay, yeah. That's
Milan. Oh gosh, yeah.
Yeah.
He's actually going.
I'll just rephrase that. Obviously, we'll come to Milan in a minute. Yeah. But next week, Neil.
No, listen, I don't know the results today. Yeah. We haven't spoken.
Are you? Do you want?
No,
do you, do you, do you, do you wish to know of them? Is
no,
that right?
No, okay. I don't know. If it's bad news, I don't want to know.
No.
It's not bad news.
But listen, we've got Morpeth next Saturday. We've got a lot of travelling to do this week. We know Morpeth playing the 3G pitch, and we know we can go and perform there. I'm hoping we don't pick any injuries up in Milan. It's a chance to give lads minutes that haven't played much football. I'm sure there'll be a great travelling contingent from FC United, and we look forward to it. But, you know, I'm not saying the big one's not Wednesday, because of course it is, but the massive game for us is now, you know, next Saturday we're at Morpeth, depending on results today.
What sort of tier? A very physical side?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. Big physical side. Got a good home record. Obviously, they play us, and everyone raises the game when they play us. But, you know, all we can do is do what we can do. And I said before to Ben, like, we've got to adopt playground football now for the next next four games or five games and just keep doing what we're doing. And we look like we enjoyed it today. We'll certainly enjoy Milan, and we'll go to Open next week and do our best to enjoy it.
And what do you know of the Italian team? Confident of a victory there?
Well, I've watched the highlights and they look good, and I've been following them. You know, now Twitter follow them, I follow them. And you know, it's going to be a good game. I'm sure it is. We're going there to obviously, like we went to Poland, and we want to score goals, we want to win the game. We want to get to Rimini and be in the final. You know, of course we do. But
it's kind of a key game, isn't it, in the group in terms of who's going to be in the final,
massive game,
the top
and,
final.
You know, and one thing we're going to have to deal with this week is the heat. You know, 20 degrees in Milan. You know, we're going out there, you know, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you know the lads will get fatigued. So, you know, lots of fluids on board, the correct fluids, of course, water. But and then we've, you know, this is a team experience, it's a bonding experience. Lads can't wait. We'll enjoy Milan, but then we'll get ready. You know, we'll travel back on Thursday and regroup and get ready for Saturday.
Do you want to see the league table?
I won't mind, yeah. I don't know the results.
It's just there. They've Warrington and Scarborough got beat.
Oh.
And Morpeth drew.
3 points.
And Whitby drew as well.
So it's 3 points.
Remember what I said to you last week?
It's the hope that kills you. That's what we're leaving on.
The hope kills you. And of course, they have games in midweek to Morpeth and Warrington, which if they win, their game's in hand. And then yeah. But they're away games, so you never know.
Yeah, we're just focusing on ourselves. We're not expected to get in now. You know, if teams slip up and we win, then so be it. We'll just keep going until that last ball's kicked. And wherever we end up this season, we will deserve to end up in that position.
Yeah. Well, Neil, as ever. Thanks for joining us, and I'll see you in another part of Europe.
Absolutely, James. See you later. Thanks, bye.
Nice one.